podcast is brought to you by the color red.
Red, do you want to make things look hot? Make them red.
Red, do you like to be one of three primary colors? Why not red?
Red, do you want to be the bottom of the visible spectrum? Be red.
Red, do you like to put a light on at night but not have it jack up your night vision? Make it a red light.
Roxanne, do you need a light to put out but don't because Sting said so? Red light.
Use promo code ImprovWikiBot at checkout and save 20%.
Red. On red.
Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I am here with my friend Glenn Tickle.
I am here with my friend John Lunger.
And, well, you know, hopefully you've heard this podcast before, but if you haven't, we are attempting to rewrite the entirety of Wikipedia just off the top of our brainy brains. Page by page.
Yes. And we didn't talk about how we were going to be introducing our guest, but we have one. So we are here with our mutual friend,
Justin. Justin Passano, how are you, friend?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for getting my last name correct.
That's welcome. Why I trailed off and let John do it.
I made eye contact with you and understood that's what was happening.
Yes, it is not Passino. It is not Passiago. It is Passano.
Yeah, I would have goofed it real bad.
It's okay. I don't care, obviously. I didn't let people go 3 years without knowing the correct
Justin Pass.
It. Justin Pass.
J-Pass.
J-Pass.
Yep. Well, I'll see you guys later.
Great. Thanks for stopping by.
Great talking. Yeah, no thanks problem. For coming yeah, by the later. Studio.
It's been great. No, stick with us. Make up some knowledge with us. What do you say?
Sounds good.
Justin, you're a very funny boy. I have the,
oh,
the,
thank you.
The pleasure of performing with you on Spitfire. Also, we have a show that we do together, The Great Old Ones, where we improvise some comedic horror.
Yes, we do.
But you also do other stuff, like have a rich, rewarding life as an adult, right? Tell us about that.
Kind of. I make money at a job.
Cool.
And then, yeah, I do comedy and stuff, and yeah, I just do a lot of stuff at Steel Stacks and around the valley, and mostly improv. Part of, I guess, this collective called Trashburg from back in my hometown of Plattsburgh, New York, which I am, if you look up Trashburg on YouTube, I do some wacky characters on there.
Oh, what's the wackiest?
I'll tell you the one that people love that I don't like doing anymore is Francis Berg. Oh. He is a weatherman who lives in his mom's basement and has lost his mind. And every time I go up there, people ask me if I'm going to do another Francis Berg sketch, and maybe, I don't know.
Shout out to Plattsburgh. Got Shout a lot out to of Plattsburgh. Listeners from Plattsburgh.
Yeah, and listen to the Trashcast, Plattsburgh's own local news podcast.
I think we're all familiar with the Trashcast.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we don't need to tell all of our listeners about the Trashcast.
Yeah, they all know about it.
Cool. Well, thank you for being here. Glenn, how are we going to handle what topic we're going to
That's a great question. I was just going to use one of the other ones from last time, but you were like, no, let's read them now.
Yeah.
So
we burned all those because we knew what they were.
We did. We had too long to think about what those would be.
Hmm. Justin, what was the last thing that you did before you came here?
Before I came here?
Yeah.
I took a shower.
Showers.
Yeah.
Showers.
Okay. We're talking about showers.
We're talking about showers. Baby.
So disambiguation.
Mm-hmm.
Showers. What are we talking? Rain showers? No.
No, we're talking about
not
the,
rain showers. The April showers? No.
No.
Showers?
Bridal showers.
But no, get them right out of here and comedy shows. Please stop bringing them.
Yeah, not a good idea. Baby showers?
No. Delightful source of baby products when you're having children. But boring to be at.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop inviting me.
A lot of forced games, I've told.
Yeah.
A lot of forced games.
And there's now the latest trend is co-ed baby showers. So sometimes I have to go to baby showers.
Sorry.
I don't like it. I'm happy to send you a box of diapers or whatever. Just please, I don't want to play weird diaper games. You melt, like, one of them is you melt a candy bar in a diaper and you have to guess what candy bar it is.
So gross.
Because it looks like Dookie.
No, no, I think we all, yeah, get
oh,
it.
Oh, that's why? Oh.
What did you think it was
you
for?
Guys both did very good at that. But no, like shower, like a shower in your house or apartment.
Mm-hmm. Or the beach.
Or outside at the beach. Mm-hmm. Or yeah. A campsite.
So the shower was predated by the bath.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like baths just objectively around before shower.
Baths were at the top of the cleanliness chain.
Yeah. Well, I would have to say yes, only because waterfalls, nature shower.
Right.
Right.
But man could not effectively recreate the waterfall.
There's more like
water
puddles.
Pressure and indoor plumbing was
right. There's
was
more puddles laying around than there are waterfalls in the world.
Plus, I don't think a lot of people use waterfalls to get clean. It was mostly to just find secret caverns.
Yeah.
Or if they're crossing through like a waterfall in the jungle, it's more of an inconvenience.
Or if you go chasing them, even though you've been explicitly warned not to.
Yeah. All those are great reasons to not use a waterfall.
Use a waterfall. It's too cold, for one.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're in a shampoo commercial.
If you're in a shampoo commercial, you get in there.
Yeah, you got to get all up in
that
waterfall.
That's what you're being paid scale to do. You got to earn those residuals by getting under that waterfall and getting all that herbal essence out of your hair.
You got to get it out. You can't leave it in there.
No, it's not leave-in shampoo.
No. I have conditioner that says to leave in for a minute.
Do you?
I leave apple cider vinegar in my hair for a minute. Shampoo, though, immediately out.
You put vinegar in your hair?
Yeah, every couple weeks.
I've been noticing there's quite a sheen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, it would soften it, right?
Yeah.
Because it's acidic.
Yeah, it depends, because you can kind of choose what kind of pH you want. Like, if you want more water or more vinegar, and you got to figure out what's good for you. And if you have hair that is wavy and flat like mine, it helps a little bit.
With what?
With making it not so wavy and flat.
So, because it softened, because I had bought a sweater that is a wool sweater. It was the itchiest thing I've ever put on my body. It felt like being punished.
Okay.
But it looked really good. So, it's very warm. It looks nice. I like wearing it. So rather than not wearing it anymore, I was like, what can I do to make this less itchy? One of the things is you put it in like a bucket with vinegar in the water, and that, because it's acidic, it softens the hair fibers and makes it less itchy.
I'm glad that there was water involved, because I was like, you had to buy enough vinegar to fill a bucket?
Look,
like, how big of a bucket are we talking about? That's a lot of
enough
vinegar
to fit the sweater, and I'm kind of big, so I put it in like those big storage tubs.
Right, but you diluted the vinegar with water.
Yeah.
Right.
Huh. But I don't know, like, so, that you're implying I couldn't afford a bucket full of vinegar.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, you've got two kids, you got a family to provide for. Stop spending so much money on vinegar.
You could get 30 gallons of vinegar for 50 cents, I'm pretty sure. It's so cheap. It's like hydrogen peroxide. Very cheap.
So glad you're a guest.
Showers.
Definitely an invention that happened after, you know, running water, like.
Right.
Because otherwise you got to fill that bucket that's got holes in the bottom of it a lot, you know?
It's well,
right,
yeah. I mean, maybe rich-ass, like rulers
rich
had
asses.
Their...
Rich-ass rulers, yeah, because King Minos of Crete had a flushable toilet back when Crete was a thing, in Crete days.
You got in Crete.
So, the idea of indoor plumbing sounds new, because how we think of it is new, but like if you were a Roman emperor, you had water in your house,
right? Well, I mean,
you
like,
could flush your dookie down.
We learned back on the air conditioning episode that the aqueducts often ran through the homes of the rich so that they would cool it down as a form of cooling down the air. So
right,
water availability and running water was an invention that I think you're absolutely onto something here, that it is probably, showers are probably a lot older than we're heading down the path for.
Right. I'm saying before Common Era for sure. I'm just trying to think how much before.
Well, while you do that, let me redirect a little bit. How are we defining a shower?
Water falling from above you with the purpose of getting clean.
Yeah.
So you're, by that definition, a waterfall is in fact a shower. Or because, like, I would think there would be need to be some sort of man-made crafted piece with the intent of directing water for the purpose of cleaning you.
I mean, we're rewriting Wikipedia, which we've seen time and time again, really
is not good.
Really craps the bed in terms of writing quality. So I would say Wikipedia is gonna try to pull some bullshit like the first showers were waterfalls.
But that's just false. The waterfalls are waterfalls.
Waterfalls are waterfalls, and you could get under them to get clean, but you're already in a body of water. Just use that. Like, you can use a waterfall as a shower.
Also, we established it's cold and it's not very pleasant.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Like, I've been under a waterfall.
It hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that gravitational constant's a motherfucker. With
water. It's not like a fun shampoo commercial under there.
No, no one's moaning.
I am in pain. I'm like, they're moans of pain, water. Not moans of pleasure. Get off me, waterfall. There's not even a secret cave back here with a treasure chest.
Or like a pyramid that had aliens at the bottom of it. Well, shout out then, to Crystal Skull!
Or people hiding from dinosaurs. Oh. Shout out to The Lost World?
Think so?
One of them?
One of the Jurassic Park sequels? Yeah. One of the lesser Jurassic Parks.
They always
Parks.
End up in a high area in a cave.
You okay, Glenn? You look really in pain as you think here.
Well, I think that, yeah, I don't know. I keep thinking of the Old West, like you said, but like they fill the bucket with water. I know this is like way later than we're trying to establish. But...
The old, like the watering can
in a
booth thing. Like you get a bucket and poke a hole in it, boom, you got a shower. Right. But
yeah.
I almost feel like our shower, should we be thinking about this a little differently and like it's a luxury item almost?
Yeah.
I would say, yeah, because with our waterfall thing, like, they're rare.
Yeah, right? Access to waterfalls is not something that
you're less
has.
Likely to have access to a waterfall than, like, a stink puddle.
Yeah.
A stink puddle? Is that what you just said?
Stink puddles aren't, like, regional.
Yeah.
Like, they're everywhere.
Yeah, like, honestly, Plattsburgh has so many stink puddles.
Oh, my God, you have no idea.
We hear about it on the cast all the time.
Yeah, all the trash cast. Oh, my God.
It's like how podcast bases in L.A. are always talking about the Grove.
Right.
Yeah.
They're just constantly talking about those stink puddles.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, did you guys see that thing where there was so much traffic on the freeway where people got out of their cars and they went up to the food truck that was there? Oh, L.A., am I right? Stink puddles.
Yeah. It's exactly like that.
I heard that food truck's good.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be better. Like, now that everybody knows about it, it's not new.
Yeah, yeah. And now it's just going to get worse now that you've plugged it on this show.
Yeah.
So, I gotta go Ancient Greece.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
All right.
But
had running water.
Uh-huh.
In a house.
But wouldn't a rich ass hire people to do that for them?
A rich ass Ancient
Greece. A rich ass would pay somebody to, what, dump water
on them?
Pour
water all over them, yeah.
Like Flashdance style?
Yeah, but you would do that in the bath, right? Like you
like you had people like draw a bath for you and like literally bathe you.
Yeah.
But now you're like, no, I don't need people. I need a bucket with a hole.
All right.
Several small holes.
Okay, I'm going to redirect again because I love you guys and this is actually super interesting, but we're running out of time.
Okay.
So we've got to make up a whole bunch of other information. So let's jump to some stuff that's easier, like notable like pop culture showers, even though it's not going to be
Psycho.
On the page. Psycho, absolutely. That's exactly where I was going. Classic shower scene.
Just Psycho.
Pornography.
Lots of pornography.
So much pornography.
What's another good Porky's?
That's yeah.
And you know what? I don't like that.
You said follow, what's another good?
Yeah, what's a good?
It's not good.
I meant notable. Porky's sucks balls.
The 1990s movie It.
Oh, okay.
Where he comes out of the shower drain.
He does. That's great.
As the kid's taking
that's
a shower.
Real good. Drain, important part of a shower.
Oh yeah,
important part of a shower. Some say the river was the original drain.
Yeah.
Off of a waterfall.
It's true. You know, he first said that Marco Polo.
I don't see why he wouldn't.
Yeah, no, that seems that's on. Yeah, it's on point. the terrible cliches about showers in prisons. That's notable.
Yeah. Right, Shawshank Redemption.
Yep.
Half-baked.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those aren't good jokes, by the way, if you're listening and you're thinking like, oh, let's do like hilarious prison rape jokes. They're not
good.
Don't do them anymore, please. No.
Yeah. But for the purposes of just listing things that showers are, that helps us win points for Wikipedia. Oh, fuck. Showers, man. Showers. Doing it in a shower, never as good as you think it's going to be.
No, it's not. It's terrible. It's bad.
Only one person gets the water.
Exactly. Unless,
but, notable showers, every episode of House Hunters International. they're like, check out this shower, and they're like,
let's do it in this shower.
Ooh, we all fit in here.
Yeah.
And then they try to, like, pull in their realtor to do sex in the shower. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then they all regret it.
Because only one person gets the water.
But you can get nice ones where it just falls from the whole ceiling.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or the ones that come out of the walls.
Yeah, it's still bad.
Yeah. So just like, don't do it. Yeah. Like the pornography shower.
It's slippery.
Yeah.
Standing and doing sex seems like not optimal. It's not comfy. Plus, your partner's gonna height
issues
present themselves very quickly in a standing configuration.
And you gotta worry if it's a shower curtain or a glass door.
Yeah, glass door.
I had a coworker fall through the glass door for a shower, and she was out of work for like months.
Trying to be sexy by putting that hand on the glass door, it's all like steamed up, and you like pull it down. Wow, like the car scene in Titanic, but with a shower.
Yeah.
A fun thing to do in hotels is when you steam up the bathroom, write something on the mirror.
Yeah, like help me.
And then it evaporates, but then your nasty finger grease is so then it shows up again.
Yeah, for the next person. Oh my god, my hotel room's
speaking
haunted.
Of which, can we talk about hotel showers and how annoying they are and why they have to be so complicated to turn on?
Complicated to turn on. I'll give you that because I feel like every shower in a hotel is like dramatically different. None of them ever make sense.
Yeah.
Based on any other shower that you've ever been in your entire life, they all have these nuances. But I do secretly like one of my guilty pleasures is just new showers. Like
it's
you know, like if you find a new shower, that's great. It's like, oh, so good.
Showers.
Yeah, we are cruising through this episode.
More water efficient than baths.
Yes.
Also, if you're tall, better than baths.
Yes.
I'm too tall for my bathtub.
Also, if you don't like soaking in your own filth.
I love soaking in my own filth.
Better than baths.
If I had a bigger bathtub, I'd be in there wasting water all day, every day.
Isn't that a stink puddle, though? Does a bath will just
turn
into a stink puddle real
bath
quick?
Bath is the original stink puddle. Man-made stink puddle, if you will. The shower related products. There's a shower radio, like that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You ever have a beer in a shower?
Oh my god, it's great. The best.
Yeah.
I've never had a shower beer.
I don't even like beer all that much, but like in the shower, it is wonderful.
Doesn't even matter what kind of beer it is. It just.
I've had a shower seltzer water before.
You know what? That's
a whole other podcast that you and I need to start. I love me some seltzer water.
Yeah.
So big, major innovations in showers, obviously. Modern indoor plumbing with hot water.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, there's the different settings of a shower head.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, like in the one that detaches that you can.
The handheld one. Yeah. I got one of those. It's very nice for cleaning
the
butthole.
Yes. The raindrop or waterfall style that got popular recently.
The one
which is
that
great.
That's what they like humping under in House Hunters International.
Yeah.
The side jets.
I've never had a fancy ass shower like that, but like that's it is an innovation.
I've been in one hotel with side jets. I did not care for them.
Interesting.
I've been in a shower with a sunroof.
I've also been in a shower with a sunroof.
I don't remember where or when, but I remember looking up and being like, "Huh, that's a dirty ass sunroof."
Beach showers is the closest I've ever gotten to a sunroof, and it was just like an outdoor stall.
Yeah, you just kind of rinse off all that sand. The worst part of the beach.
Oh, yeah, hands down. I don't know. I don't got anything else for showers, guys.
Other major shower innovations. Loofahs are bad. Stop using them.
I use a loofah. What's bad about a loofah?
How much bacteria they hold on to. You really just...
Says the stink puddle guy?
You got to use something.
What do you use? I use my hand.
You just use your hand?
I'm a bar soap guy.
I rub soap on my hand, and Emily, that's all the soap talk you're going to get.
Yeah, Emily, don't bring that soap garbage in here.
I rub it on my hand, rub it on my body, all right. Done.
I got to go back to Lush and get another bar.
My wife uses washcloths, and then, like, I think because since I don't use them, there's more of them, like, a different one every day.
Showers. Famously, sometimes they don't take.
To what?
Like, you know, it's, like, real humid, and then, like, you, like, get out of the shower, and then you're sweating.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I think George Costanza did a bit about how showers didn't take.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing.
And pressure. You gotta have a good pressure.
Gotta have a good
Seinfeld
pressure.
Seinfeld also did that.
Yeah. Most of Seinfeld was actually about showers.
In The Great Gatsby, they talk about how it's the summer on Long Island, and the ladies would take their second bath by, I forget the time, but...
Yeah, Justin and I know all about The Great Gatsby.
Yeah.
But those are baths, not showers, but they don't take either. We're in that stinky... Right.
Guys, last call. We're last call before I go to Wikipedia.
All right, okay. Peeing in the shower. Opinions.
Four.
I'm for it. There's a drain, but like it's different if you're sharing the shower. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
right.
I feel like there should be a conversation depending.
I don't. I feel like because my wife listens to this, she'd be like, you son of... I don't pee in the shower.
I pee in hotel showers.
I pee yeah. in hotel showers.
Yeah. I pee... Sinks.
The coffee, little coffee machine.
Mini fridges. Oh,
yeah.
The coffee machine.
The bag.
Pillowcases.
Yeah. I pee in other people's showers.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I've broken into both of your homes and peed in your showers.
Yeah, great.
All right. Well, anything else before I turn my head to the Wikipedia page?
No.
Great. Golden showers.
Golden showers.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I should have brought that up in disambiguation, but we did just talk about pee and showers, so it felt like a natural
That's true.
Next step.
Originated in Crete.
King Minos.
Yeah, man.
Oh, boy. Minos loved him some.
Yeah. Not the Midas touch.
Not
the
Midas.
The Minos touch.
Sometimes when I talk about King Minos of Crete, people think I'm talking about King Minos.
All right. You guys do another commercial for our...
Happens every day.
Do another commercial for our sponsor while I get set with the Wikipedia page.
This week's episode of the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast is brought to you by the color red, I think?
Yeah, I think it was red.
The color red. Red.
It's what blood doesn't really look like.
What do you think blood looks like?
Isn't it blue, and then once oxygen hits it, it's
red? That's
a
common
red.
Misconception.
But look at this vein. It's blue.
That's a vein, not blood, though.
Yeah, there's blood in there. Wait, is the vein wall blue?
I mean, I
it doesn't change color as it comes out of you.
No, not as it comes out, but I mean, yeah, it does. That's my whole argument.
You have veins and arteries. One carries it to the heart, one carries it away. I don't remember which. When it's going away from the heart.
Did you guys ever tear an artery? I don't recommend it.
No.
My arteries are golden, baby. How dare you insult my arteries?
Fuck your arteries.
My arteries are probably not great. They're probably fine. They're not exploding or anything.
Red, when you have 99 balloons and you...
Yeah.
You know.
Like German pop music.
Yep.
Use promo code ImprovWikipod at checkout to save...
For German pop music.
Yeah, to save money.
Do you have 99 balloons that need to settle on a color? Red.
All right, I have pulled up the Wikipedia page for shower that is online right now. For other uses, see shower.
For pee-pee showers.
We'll have to go back to that. Remind me to go back to that, and we'll see what the other uses of shower that are listed are.
Peeing on people.
Putting a candy bar in there and melting it.
Right out of the gate, this is interesting. Potentially controversial. They define a shower as a place in
Ooh,
which a person
no.
bathes under a spray of typically warm or hot water.
What,
no,
fuck that.
You.
Is a sink a place? Because I bathe in a sink under
up?
Hot water.
Shower's not
fuck
a place.
Fuck you, John.
Shower?
This isn't me. I'm just reading Wikipedia, Justin. Calm down.
Shower's not a place. Shower is a state of mind.
True.
I think
because my parents
there's a shower inside all of them.
My parents big camping enthusiasts. They have a camper that has a shower in it, and they also have an outdoor portable shower. You can put that shit anywhere. It's not a place. You can steal my parents' shower.
I've peed in your parents' shower. All right, indoors there is a drain in the floor. That's just the next sentence.
Yeah.
Yep. Most showers have temperature, spray pressure, and adjustable shower head nozzles.
Would you ever say I'm at the shower?
I would not.
Then it's not a place, Wikipedia.
My mom can't come to the phone right now. She's at the shower.
Yeah, sorry. I was at the shower all day. I fell in a stink puddle. It just really juiced my goose up good.
Juiced my goose up good. It's a juice of goose. Oh, man. The simplest showers have a swiveling nozzle aiming down on the user.
Oh, the simplest ones? No, the simplest ones don't have any swivel features. The simplest ones are a bucket with a hole.
Hey, the more complex showers have a shower head connected to a hose that has a mounting bracket.
Yeah, I got that mounting bracket. It's tight.
Yeah, I mounted that bracket hard. I tried to mount a bracket in the shower once, but the height difference.
Yeah, you fell through the glass thing. Yeah, really, so you were out of work for weeks.
Yeah, it was awful. Okay, this allows the shower holder to hold the shower head by hand to spray water at different parts of their body.
Like their butthole.
A shower can be installed. A shower can be installed in a small shower stall or bathtub with a plastic shower curtain or door.
Or literally anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't give a shit, you can put that anywhere.
Right. There's nothing stopping you from installing a shower in your car. It won't work, but you can put it in there.
Showering is common in Western culture due to the efficiency of using it compared with a bathtub.
And how nasty we all is.
Yeah.
Its use in hygiene is, therefore, common practice.
Because we's nasty.
I guess that's a way of saying that, like, you don't have to just shower for hygiene. You can shower for pleasure.
For fun. I shower for pleasure.
Yeah. A shower uses less water on average than a bath.
Established.
Established by us earlier with our much better job so far. Scrolling forward to the history section. The original showers were neither indoor structures nor man-made, but were common natural formations.
Like?
Waterfalls.
Oh.
Fuck you, Wikipedia.
I'm the greatest living champion.
Glenn is the greatest living champion. The falling water rinsed the bathers completely clean and was more efficient than bathing in a traditional basin, commonly known as a stink. No, I'm kidding. It's not
there. I like
there.
That you really tried to sell
that. I really
that.
Wanted to, but I couldn't. Ancient people began to reproduce natural phenomenon by pouring jugs of water, often very cold, all over themselves after washing. There's been evidence...
Often very cold. You don't know. You can heat a jug, you dickhead Wikipedia.
There's been evidence of early upper-class Egyptian and Mesopotamians having indoor shower rooms where servants would bathe them in the privacy of their own homes, also established by us. However, these were very rudimentary. They didn't really have great drainage systems.
Because the servants didn't have... They weren't attached to a hose.
Glenn, do you know the first people to have showers?
The ancient Greeks.
The ancient Greeks.
Yes!
The ancient Greeks were the first people to have showers. Yeah. Their aqueducts and sewage systems made of lead pipes allowed for water to be pumped both into and out of a large communal shower room used by the elites and common citizens.
AKA alike. The rich asses.
Yeah. I mean, like, wow, we did such a great job.
We really nailed this one, guys.
Yeah. All right, I'm just going to skip over the rest of that because I don't give a shit. Modern showers. The first mechanical shower operated by a hand pump was patented in England in 1767 by William Feetham. F-E-E-T-H-A-M. What a great name.
What a terrible name.
He was a stove maker from Ludgate Hill in London.
Can't make that shit up.
No,
out of the stove game.
Yeah, the Feetham stoves. Oof. Gotta love a Feetham stove. His shower contraption used a pump to force water into a vessel above the user's head, and a chain would then be pulled to release the water from the vessel, not unlike flash chains.
Feet ham doesn't sound that bad, but ham feet sure would.
Oh, yeah. Ham feet would be awful.
Ham feet, that's a medical problem. You gotta shower more if you got ham feet.
Yeah. I'm skimming here. I don't know. Modern showers were in the French army in the 1870s. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know. There's stuff in there. I don't give a shit. Types. There's domestic showers.
Public showers.
Shower stalls or showers over a bathtub. They're domestic showers are showers in your own home, guys. Yeah.
There's car showers.
which I just invented 5 minutes ago when I said you could install one in your car.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Public showers, pretty straightforward.
That's where you shower with new friends.
Wet room. Wet room.
That's where you do murders.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where murders go down.
Come into my wet room.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
It's always wet.
Never come into out. My moist chamber.
I'm not even going to read that. Okay, there's a section just called Other. There's an air shower.
It's just literally all other things that aren't those three types of showers.
There's an air shower. There's a digital shower.
Air shower, that's Ben Franklin, right?
It doesn't say. I'd have to click through. There's an eco shower, an electric shower, emergency showers.
Still an electric shower.
There's a mixer shower.
Where you have a bunch of friends over and have cocktails?
Yeah.
Navy shower.
Maybe or Navy?
Navy.
Oh.
Is a James Bond shower listed?
Not yet.
Should be.
Power shower.
That's where you do a beer every 1 minute that you're in. Shower.
Every shower every minute.
Shower power hour. I love a shower power hour. There's a Roman shower, a steam shower, and a Vichy shower.
James Bond shower is where you take a very cold shower.
That's a great story.
I thought there might be another step, but I don't remember what it
007
is.
In golden shower.
Because it's...
That's good.
It's described in one of the books, I believe, where
the shower is not enough.
We all know you don't read for pleasure.
Oh, I don't know this because I read the book. Please, I'm not a fucking nerd. I heard it somewhere.
Okay.
There's a Bill Tickle shower, which is you get in the shower when it's off, turn the cold-ass water on yourself, and wait for it to heat up because you're a maniac.
No, that's insane.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's nuts.
That's fucking nuts. There's a section on type of shower heads, but it's really just a bulleted list. Use in ecology, so it talks about how it uses less water, blah, blah, blah. Cultural significance. I didn't say that.
So
right.
Significant.
So significant. Showering is so significant.
There's a Sean Connery shower, famous James Bond.
Okay, then there's like drainage, shower head, shower bathtub curtains. None of
we get it. There's holes in the floor that take the water away, Wikipedia. We understand.
So there's an equipment bulleted list here too.
Shower.
They list soap and shampoo as equipment.
But a loofah?
No loofah, sorry. Okay. Dude.
No, because loofahs hold on too much bacteria.
I guess I gotta just stop.
You're doing yourself a disservice.
That's it. I will say, there are quite a few lovely photos of various showers.
Can I say, just to admit one thing I used to do when I was a kid?
Pee in the shower?
No, well, yes. But I would get in and I'd plug the bathtub and then take a shower, and then once the bathtub was full, I would sit and take a bath in the shower water.
Ew.
Oh, but I'm disgusting for wishing I had a bigger bathtub I could fit in. You're actively washing all the stink off of you and collecting it slowly over time.
Yeah, you're making sure. You're like making...
You're start... Like, if you're in the bath too long, yes, that water is a little...
Yeah.
Nasty.
You're
but it
sure.
starts clean.
Yeah.
You're just, you're filth from the bottom up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I don't
like,
do it anymore.
You're making like feet tea.
Yeah.
Like you're standing there brewing fucking
feet ham tea.
Oh, man.
Feed them.
Well, hey,
do you think it's feed them?
I do. Feed them. It's the end of the Wikipedia page. So, the score right now is actually, we won 8, Wikipedia's won 6. We've tied 4 times. I don't know. I kind of feel like we won.
We won this one.
Yeah,
I think clearly we hit all their big points down to their bullshit claim that waterfalls are showers.
Yep.
Yeah, honestly, like, if we could get 2 points for that, I'd give it to
us. We should get 100 points for that.
That feels like cheating. Well, we won! We're better than Wikipedia.
And most people.
And most people. All right. Justin, we end every podcast by coming up with a fake fact that if we were like really mean-spirited people and we were to edit this Wikipedia page and we would try to like pass off as real, you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
So what? Well, you're our guest of
honor. So make up a fact about a shower?
Make up a fake fact, yeah.
Fake fact about showers. If you fill your bathtub up with water during a thunderstorm and you put mustard in there, it'll actually clean the tile. Only during a thunderstorm, though.
I mean, you're our guest, so I want to be nice to you. But, like, honestly, what the fuck? Come on, man. Like, we're trying to pass it off as real.
As real? Okay, all right.
Like, mustard to clean a shower, I would buy that.
Okay.
I'd buy that.
Yeah, I think if we simplify this and just say you can use common household yellow mustard to clean the grout between tiles in your
shower. They figured this out because when they found Mama Cass, her bathtub was very clean because there was mustard on there.
So much mustard.
So much mustard. Well, there you have it. Thanks for listening, everybody. Tell your moms about this podcast.
Tell Justin's mom about it.
Yeah, definitely do.
Yeah, tell my mom about it.
All the way in Trashburg.
Mm-hmm.